deep down in behind the net. Langley tries to clear it, but doesn't quite get it done. Welton shoots, gets his own rebound, stopped by Maurer. Back behind the zone, Grindstone putting all kinds of pressure. And that is going to be a penalty. That was a violent collision right over here along the boards. And that's going to earn Grindstone their first penalty, and we're going to see what Stone Cold can do with the power play.
Well, Stone Cold, it couldn't come at a better time for them right now. They really, really need something to get them going right now, because any time they dump it into the Grindstone end, Grindstone has no issues getting it out of their own, getting it out of the zone. Stone Cold needs to get, maybe this is the boost Stone Cold needs or gets to get him back in this game, because it's a 3-2 game, but ATF has really got control of this game right now.
Yes, they have. They've been controlling that puck, and Stone Cold is having a hard time doing anything. Maybe the man advantage will help them. We're going to find out right now. Stone Cold dumps the puck down deep into the offensive zone. Joey Amon there keeping it in. He centers it around, sends it back around the goal. Stone Cold keeps it in. And zone is cleared by Grindstone. Here comes Stone Cold. They're going to fire another one. Pinkow makes a save. Grindstone lifts it up, lofts it out of the zone. Stone Cold trying to get a hold of it. Everybody touches up, so there's no offside. Rakowski's got to chase the puck down into his own zone to try and clear it, and he does. And right now, even down a man, it looks like Grindstone is kind of controlling the puck right now. Here comes Matt Schooley for Stone Cold. He centers the puck, but nobody's there. They're unable to get a shot. Backhand! Stone Cipher backhands it, and that just snuck right underneath Pankow. And we've got another power play goal as Stone Cold has tied this thing up 3-3. Pankow never saw it.
Well, I don't think he was expecting it, because Stone Cipher was just spinning around and just threw a backhand at the net. And I literally think Pankow just did not expect it.
No, it looked like he was just kind of sending it back there because, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. And didn't really have much on it. It was kind of a nonchalant move.
I actually think Pankow was looking maybe for a pass to a wing or something, not a weak backhand on net. It was a weak backhand, and it just got through.
Exactly. Well, now we got a tie hockey game as Stone Cold's trying to put some pressure on, but Grindstone once again controlling the puck, keeping it down in their offensive zone. Grindstone with possession of the puck. They try to center it. Here they are. They're on the attack. A shot by Wilton, but that's deflected by the defense. Another rebound shot. That hits a post. Maurer's busy down low. And we're going to have a high stick call.
Well, just what we were saying, Stone Cold absolutely needed that power play to get back in the game, and they capitalized. We got ourselves a tie ball game. This is exciting.
Yep, we got a good one going here. Stone Cold is going to win the faceoff. That's going to go back in their zone. Langley's going to take it behind his own net. Testament man-to-man, rushing to try and clear. Can't quite get it cleared. Stone Cold now clears his own, and here they come. Back into the neutral zone, though. Grindstone's not going to let him into the zone. Grindstone, Luke Gehring with a steal. It's one-on-one. Good defense by Langley. He keeps Gehring from being able to take that one-on-one against the goalie. Wright tries to dump it into the zone. The puck's just kind of standing there in the middle of everybody's skates. Now it finally gets sent down into the Grindstone zone, where they will handle it and send it back out to center ice. Gehring with the puck along the left side, right along the boards, trying to get some sort of a centering pass or shot, but Stone Cold working hard there. Puck goes down behind Maurer. Grindstone keeping it in, centering pass fanned on. And now the puck finally cleared out of that Stone Cold zone, and we have an icing call. Both teams going to take advantage of the line changes. That's going to come all the way back down into the Stone Cold zone.
Good play by Jake Amon there to tie up the guy in the centering pass there.
Absolutely. Very good play. They needed that. They needed to get the puck out of there just for a line change. I'm sure Maurer doesn't appreciate the icing call, because that's just another face-off in front of him, and he's had a lot of those today. faceoff controlled by Stone Cold as Joey Amon tries to skate in the zone. But Rickert comes up with the puck, and now we've got Volker coming back the other way. Volker and Welton. Puck gets loose, gets deflected out by Stone Cold. They clear the zone, and now they're coming on the attack. Tyler Gerkowski, he's going to fire a shot. Pankow makes the stop. And Gerkowski got a decent shot on there, kept it low on the ice, but Pankow was right there. It gave up a little rebound, but was able to gather it up.
That's just typical, you know. And Stone Cipher was saying that just, or did that with the backhand, you know. Always get shots on that if you can.
Absolutely. All right, here we go again. Stone Cold right about center ice. Here they go, they're skating it in. Oh, just a little trickler into Pankow. And we're gonna go to a break.
Man, I'm freezing. It's cold in here.
Honey, it's an ice rink. It's supposed to be cold. I'll bet Wraps and Refrigeration keeps this place cool. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial refrigeration systems for years.
Wraps and Refrigeration? How do you know that?
How do you not know that? They've been servicing the Upper Thumb of Michigan since 1953. They're fully licensed and family-owned and operated. Their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer total project management for whatever the client's needs are. And Wraps and Refrigeration belongs to many industry organizations, which means they're always current with what's going on in the heating and cooling industry.
How do you know so much about Wraps and Refrigeration?
They fixed the furnace at work last month.
They do heating too? They need to warm this place up. What's the number?
269-7291. But honey...
269-7291?
But honey, they can't warm up the rink. The ice would melt.
Back to Huron County Ice Arena, Chad Knobloch with John Martin. We are in the middle of a 3-3 tie hockey game for the Midget Championship with just over 3.5 to go in the second period. Stone Cold move in from right to left. Grindstone left to right. And we've got a face-off that Grindstone controls, and they clear the zone. And they are skating it down, driving the shot deep down. Maurer with the save. The rebound kicked out by Stone Cold. Another shot deflected by the defense. Grindstone getting a couple good quick shots on goal coming out of the break. Stone Cipher with a centering pass now in front of Grindstone as we are moving fast and furious back and forth here. Stone Cold still controlling the puck, but Grindstone now with the puck on their stick. A centering pass, and that's going to get through everybody. It's sailing all the way down the other end of the ice. And it is blown for icing just before they could touch the puck, and that's coming all the way back. Good hustle right there, but just a little bit too late.
We get ourselves a 3-3 game. ATF still looks like they have an advantage on this. Stone Cold's taking advantage of a couple mistakes by ATF. Still a very close game.
Grindstone is just... They've kind of been controlling the puck though right along. Stone Cold's playing an opportunistic offense, but Grindstone more of a controlled type game. They're back down into the Grindstone zone. Stone Cold trying to clear, and they do. That one's being sent back, but Jesse Vogel is able to stop the break. Luke Gehring sends it up along the side. Of course, Wisconsin keeps it in, but then it is deflected out by Jacob Perazoo. Grindstone with the puck, trying to get some sort of a breakout started, but they just kick it right back over to Stone Cold. These two teams playing. Oh! We had an almost shot there. Puck trickled up to Shane Maurer. He sweeps it off to the left. Pucks along the boards, and that's coming all the way down. We got an icing call as Stone Cold trying to get something going, but again, another icing call.
We're starting to see a little bit of sloppy play right now for both teams.
Yep, it's just there's not much of a flow right now. They had a little flow going in at the end of the first period, and that seems to be gone. It's just a lot of back and forth. Nobody ready to take control of this game. Faceoff goes wide to the right. Stone Cold coming down with a head of steam. Looks like it's Stone Cipher. He shoots, but it's deflected wide. And that's going to go over the boards into the corner. And we're going to have a faceoff right in front of Pankow in the Grindstone zone.